Good morning, 6:38 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Kevin Adams. He is the school board member in Escambia County for District 1, the West Side, and Beulah, and he is also currently the chairman of the school board. Kevin, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, North Escambia had a good story the other day about the Language Arts Department chair at Northview High School and you working together on calling for the immediate removal, they say, of about 100, 120 books from school libraries until you can review them. Can you, in your own words, you know, what's going on? What are you and Vicki Baggett trying to do? Tell us what's happening here.
Well, I mean, it's not what me and her is trying to do. Now, she did it to me. She did a great service to the district. She has pointed out some content that may not comply with HB 1467, which by January 23, we have to comply with that. So
that's the Stop Woke Act? Is that the one? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Do what, sir?
That's the Stop Woke Act, right?
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know what the actual name of it,
okay,
of the bill is, but it's 1467. Yeah. So anyway, and that goes with, you know, state statute 1006.28. So the board is responsible to make sure that we do not have obscene or age inappropriate material for students in class. So we were actually trying to move forward. The superintendent was to, you know, we always had the school committee, but now setting up a district-wide committee and who's going to be on it, and then how the process, if somebody appealed from there, would come to the board. The only thing I asked the superintendent in this process was quarantine these books, because it's been going on since, I guess, about June, I guess, the first time I was contacted by a teacher.
Okay.
And it's kind of snowballed since then. To quarantine them, because we got to make sure the parents feel safe that their children, the ones that care about what their children access, cannot access what might be pornographic material. So, and if you notice, most of the media is putting up the book list that she has and everything. They have to put that little disclaimer that this could be some tough stuff in there. So some of it is very graphic, and in my opinion, shouldn't have been bought with taxpayer dollars. But I'm only one of five board members, okay? So some of this probably is going to come to a vote to the board, and then the board will decide, you know, what should be in it. Because we've never allowed just anything to come in our libraries. I think you know that, Andrew.
Right.
Or it wasn't supposed to be in play. And so I've got two issues. Is one, how to come in, you know, our system. Because, you know, once it comes in our system, then you got this big deal about, you know, whether it's got to be removed. But some of this now may just stay in a restricted mode. Where a parent may opt in. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I've taught the superintendent. And then some of this, we're going to have to look at it by law and decide whether it is pornographic, you know, which would be illegal to have in our schools. So anyway, it's a tough deal for everybody.
So, I was reading some of the description, and just for the people who are listening now, and as Kevin said, you know, this is, I mean, that's the problem, is here we are talking about books that are available to kids in the school libraries, and yet we have to be cautious about how we describe, even in general language, what's in the books. I mean, that should tell you that there's a problem with the books. One book which had 116 uses of the F word, books that contain underage sex, alternate sexuality, explicit violent content, self-mutilation, suicide, rape, racism, graphic drawings. Those are the kinds of things that we're looking at here. So, Kevin, just to be clear, we're not talking about instructional materials, right? We're not talking about assigned books. We're talking about books available in the library. Or is it both?
It's available in the media centers. Okay.
Okay.
I have not seen anything as part of our curriculum that's that way. But, you know, I was going to tell you, you know, they got bestiality and all kinds of stuff in there. So, like, on the August 9th, you know, you go down to number 10, you know, the title of that one should tell you it's a problem, but then it's really bad in there. But I think the video that Studio 850 did with his teacher, if people would watch, it's long, but if you go through it, she's pretty well explaining the parts that are really, really bad. And, so me as a board member, I have a duty to protect students. I have a duty to abide by law. And we're going to have to do this. And last night I was looking at Collier County, Collier School District. They had 116 that they found. Other school districts a little bit ahead on this problem than we are. It's been detected there a little bit earlier, but and I was going. I'm starting to learn, Andrew, how to use Destiny, you know, the search through our schools, and I'm finding some of them books in there. So I think it's going to take us a little while to get this problem cleaned up. So we got to get what we got cleaned up, and then this is my opinion, and then we got to figure out, okay, how do we stop this from happening again?
Yeah.
Because clearly, now I don't know. I mean, I might. I've been on the bottom of 4-1 boats. You know that, Andrew, or 3-2. But in my opinion, some of this should definitely not be in our schools. So we got to protect the parental rights. I know I hear some people saying, you know, they don't care what their child, you know, access, but I've got a lot of parents that do. So, so we're going to have to make sure we do something to protect them.
What is the end goal here? Because, you know, you obviously have some material that no kid under the age of 18 should be reading, because there are a lot of things we just don't have in our media centers, obviously. But then you're going to have material that would be appropriate for, say, a 15-year-old, but not for a 9-year-old. And obviously, books don't come with ratings like movies. What kind of system are you looking at to preserve freedom of information for older kids who are allowed or capable, or for whom their parents sign off, and yet maybe not for younger kids? What's the plan here?
Well, I don't know the exact details of what Superintendent B. proposed, and I think he's going to be coming out with something pretty soon. But
okay.
How I'm looking at anything that we do not believe is age appropriate would go into that restricted bucket, okay? And where a parent would have to opt in.
Okay.
But for even if it goes in a restricted bucket, we could have stuff that really, you know, may be pornographic or something. That's the issues the board will have to decide. But so I don't know if the superintendent will have another level. I think it'll get a little bit complicated. So it'll just come down. If it reaches the board, it'll come down to a majority vote on some of these issues.
Kevin Adams, Chairman, I know what some people are also raising a question about is, look, if you're a public school student, correct me if I'm wrong, you automatically have a library card to the West Florida Public Library. They don't have a system like this, as far as I know. For parents who are concerned about that, are you working with the library system also to, I don't know, raise awareness? Or, I mean, how do you, you know, I know it's a difference between being in the schools and being in the libraries, but are you thinking about that problem?
Well, I think that's something that I've noticed we have a link to, you know, it's built into our system where the kids can go in there and click on the link to go to the library. And last night I was looking at that and I said, okay, well, we're going to try to clean this up, but they can go that way. I think we're just going to have to make the parents aware. Maybe there's going to have to be one of them disclosure wording, you know, that this could, you know, they could access something or, but you're right, that is a problem, but I don't know what controls I have over a public library.
Right, obviously.
That's outside of my sandbox. But I would just tell all parents till this all gets worked out. You really need to look into this and make sure you know what your child is accessing. So I'm going to try to do my best as one board member to try to at least get some of this stuff that's really, really, really bad out of the system.
And look, just because I think people probably need to hear it, I am a huge advocate of free speech, the First Amendment, and protecting people's access to information. But children are a special category, right? And based on age and, as you say, state law, you have obligations and community standards to enforce. I assume you would affirm everything I just said in the last 20 seconds, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I agree the same way. It's just some of this content goes away. It's in my opinion, okay?
Right.
Me and you and somebody else can look at it and come up with different reasons. But that's why it's important about who you vote into these board positions. And, you know, because in the end, we are. If you look at state statutes, it says the board. The board will come up with a process. The board will ensure, you know, that we have the proper books for the age of the student, you know. So the law is there, so we're just going to have to make sure, and we got to comply with this 1467 of the governor. Now, I'm in agreement with the governor on this stuff. We need to have transparency. The parents should know. The parents should know that we're going to do our best to protect them from their students saying anything that's obscene or age inappropriate, if that's their wish.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of sending kids to school is that you want to keep them safe and you want to educate them, and you don't want to see them violated, especially not violated by what they encounter in the Media Resource Center. Kevin Adams, he is the school board chairman for District 1 in Escambia County. Kevin, do you have a date yet when this is going to be like either workshopped or on the agenda?
It's going to be a workshop. It's going to be on the 10th.
Okay.
The 10th. I can't remember what time, but they can go up to our to the school board website and look at school board and have meeting dates.
Okay.
Because I can't remember the time.
I think I got it as 8 o'clock here, 8 a.m. on October 10th. So we'll look forward to that conversation. And I know, like many things, is going to be passion on both sides, and that's why you have, that's what politics is about, is resolving conflicting interests of people with differing opinions. Kevin Adams, again, thanks as always for educating our kids and making sure that process goes well, and we appreciate the time this morning, sir.
All right. You're welcome, Andrew. Thank you, sir.